Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Hello, Shalom Aleichem, and welcome back to today's Daf Hayemi Meseches Nida Daf Ches. We are holding on the last line of Zayin Amud Beis Besuleka. Yesterday, Shmuel issued a statement to the effect of that in four cases, we adopt Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. So we only paskan like him in four halachas. And the question is, it's limited to only four. Vesuleka, there is no more. What about that Mishnah Meseches Yevamos? Va'ika desnam, you have that Mishnah there. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, we turn to the next topic. Malamdin asaktana shetamayin boy. Rashi brings the background to this halacha. What happened was like this. We have two brothers married to two sisters. Reuven is married to Rachel, who's an adult woman. Shimon, his brother, is married to Leah, who's merely a ketana, underage. In which case, Reuven's marriage to Rachel is sanctioned min ha-Torah, whereas Shimon's marriage with Leah is only with the Rabbonon. Because we're speaking that the father was not involved, it was just the mother or the brother, which is merely a marriage with rabbinic status. Now, suppose Reuven passes away. Reuven, who is Shimon's brother, passed away with no children. Rachel is liable to a yibum. She's meant to go with Shimon. But the issue is that Shimon is married to her sister. Now, typically, achos ishtoi, if the yibum happens to be the sister of the woman who he's married to, that Yivama is exempt from Yivam. Achos Ishtoi, it's one of the Arayas, forbidden woman. But in this case, we have a bit of a dilemma. On the one hand, we say, look, Shimon cannot do Yivam to Rachel because Shimon is married to Rachel's sister. On the other hand, his marriage to Leah, you know, Rachel's sister, is not really Minat Torah. It's only Minat Rabbanan. So should he divorce her and then be Mekai Mitzvah Yivam with Rachel? Well, then it's also an issue, because once he issues a divorce to Leah, Rachel has a status of Achos Gerushasa, sister of his divorcee. Although the marriage was only with Rabbanan, but it gives that impression, that gives that that message that it appears like she's Achos Gerushasa. So we're sort of stuck. How do we proceed? He would like to do Yivam, but he can't. Malam den Saktana, says Rabbi Eliezer. We advise the Ktana, Leah, Chetim Ma'in Boy. She should do Miyun. Reject her husband. And that's allowed. Because the whole marriage is only the Rabbanon, which allows for this, you know, the exit route of Miyun. In which case, she's going to nullify her marriage to Shimon retroactively. It's as though they were never married, in which case now, Rachel, who was Reuven's wife, is fully permissible to Shimon. It's as though he was never married to Leah, who was Rachel's sister. That is Rabbi Eliezer's approach. That's his opinion on this topic. We have an issue with Miyun, with Yivam. Go ahead. Have the Tana do Miyun, which allows Shimon to do Yivam. Now, do we paskin like that? Yes. V'amar Yehuda. Amar, he's quoting Shmuel, who's the author of that four-item list. Here's number five. Halacha. The halacha adopts Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. That's the way to go. Halacha Rabbi Eliezer. So the question is, why wasn't it on the list? Answers the Gemara, you're right. There are more examples. But that list was specific to matters of taharis, like nida, like questions of tumah v'tahara, discussed yesterday. This is a yivam question, a different realm. Belongs on a different list. Kiyamar Shmuel, Achar Blezer B'taot, when Shmuel says, we pass on Blezer on four items, b'seid taharis, that was regarding seid taharis, al-bashar star mikatu. Of course, throughout Shas, there are many more examples. V'chanam b'stavra, I'll even prove to you as such. Here comes yet a sixth case, where Shmuel took on Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, which proves our point that the list really expands beyond the four discussed yesterday. This not Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Afa roida benoisin lasal salam tzar from lachala. So a woman baked up, you know, small batches of dough, each one less than a you know, the required amount to trigger the chal obligation. But then she goes and she takes it out of the oven, puts it in one sal. Haroida v'noisin l'sal, removed from the oven, and placed them into one basket. The basket is now has a combining effect. Hasal mitzar from the chala. Now you have the obligatory quantity, which activates chal. That's what Rebbe Elazar's chiddush. So even post baking, the sal can combine them into one batch. Ve'amar v'idamar Shmuel. Once again, Shmuel speaking. Halacha is like Rebbe Elazar. Shmamino. That proves our point that there are more items than the ones discussed yesterday. Ask the Gemara, why did we have to go to number 6 to prove our point? Why couldn't we just suffice with number 5, with the miyun? Why is number 6 better than 5? I'll even prove to you that the list expands from number 6. Why is that better than number 5, which already proved that point? The answer is number 5 wouldn't necessarily prove it. Wouldn't necessarily prove that we are citing sort of the answer, because the truth is that he wasn't on his own. It wasn't his own independent opinion. There were others that sided with him. So perhaps that's why Shmuel adopted that position. Not because of Eliezer, because of a different opinion that was on the same page. And that necessitated finding yet another example, which was number 6, which of Eliezer on his own, and we paskin like it, which proved our point that in fact the list must be expanded. As to the Gemara Mishnah, the Koyer of Eliezer comes to say, because in terms of the fifth item, the Yivam item, Rabbi Lazar, this time without a Yud, wasn't until now it's Rabbi Eliezer, now it's Rabbi Elazar, it's also a Tana, Rabbi Elazar, his name is Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. The Koyev Rabbi Elazar Kabbalah said, Rabbi Elazar also had the same position regarding the Miun, and perhaps that's why Shmuel adopted that opinion, not because of Rabbi Eliezer, but rather because of Rabbi Elazar. This not, where do we find this added opinion, the son of Rabbi Elazar Eimer, in a case where a Ketana is involved, we advise her to walk away. Malam Nefsak Tana, Shetimoyimbo. Ask the Gemara Umikoi, what does one have to do with the other? Rabbi Elazar's case, although it sounds the same, is a totally different scenario. He's talking about a whole different story there. Umikoi, is that true that Rabbi Elazar is in line with Rabbi Eliezer? They're talking about different situations. If you recall back in Yevames, the Gemara analyzed each case and explained why both are needed. They're both different, addressing different situations. They're not similar to each other. So why do you say that Rabbi Elazar is in support of Rabbi Eliezer? You're right. Ella, rather, we find a different Tana who had the similar viewpoint to Rabbi Eliezer in the matter of the miyun. Elam Shem Nekoy Rabbi Yudim and Bava Kavasei Yudim. Bava sided with Masani. We find it's not found in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yudim Bava Heid, he testified on 5 matters. Heidvar. Number 1, Shememanim Esak Tanis. We advise, we instruct, we encourage the Tanis to walk off. Okay, there you go. So that's another opinion siding with Rabbi Eliezer's position. And perhaps that's why Shmuel Paskin like it. So that doesn't really prove anything in terms of expanding the Rabbi Eliezer list. And that's what necessitated us to go find another one, which was the next case of the Chala. In any case, what are the 5 items of Rabbi Yudim Abba's testimony? First of all is the Miyun on the Ketanos. And as we're going to see in a minute, the Gemara is assuming Ketanos is plural because it's relating to both scenarios of Miyun, Rabbi Eliezer's case and Rabbi Elazar's case. Number 2, v'shemasinas ishal pei de'achad. You can allow a married woman to remarry based on testimony coming from one witness testifying that her husband had passed away. It's a special leniency that we have by the aguna. Number 3, v'sheniskal tarnagel b'yushalayim al sharos ha'nefesh. They stoned a tarnagel, a chicken in Yushalayim, for killing. So it doesn't just apply to oxen, it applies to any wild animal. Val yayin ben mem yoyim. Another matter regarding fresh wine, which is barely 40 days old since pressing, it qualifies as proper wine for nisu chayayin on the mizbech, nasach gam mizbech, which was used on the mizbech. And finally, about Talmud Shal Shachar, Shukar Vidal Choice. I can tell you that was a story that they actually brought to Talmud Shal Shachar very late in the morning, at the fourth hour in the morning, which means to say that's the still within the allowable window. Now, going back to that first item, Memani Mesak Tanis. Let's assume Mike Tanis. Why does he use plural language? Lav, Chado, Rav Elazar, Chado, Rav Eliezer. Apparently, it's going on both scenarios. One of Rav Elazar, one of Rav Eliezer. And here we go. We have a support to Rav Eliezer's opinion. Lie, no, who says? Mike Tanis, Tanis de Alma, perhaps. He was merely referring to Rav Elazar's scenario. Over there, we encourage the Ketana to walk off, but in Rav Eliezer's case, who says? And although using plural language, he means that single scenario as many times over, Ketana's Dalma, the general Ketana's. So he's not talking about two different types of cases. That case, as many times as it happens. So as the Mayachi, if that's how you're understanding the plural, it's the same story, just duplicate. So, in the second halacha, we allow a woman, Isha, to remarry. Why use a singular language? Use a plural. As many times as it happens. Nisni Noshim, we should say Noshim, we can also understand the same way, Noshim Da'alma, the general Noshim. Ella, so you're compelled to learn differently. Isha. Since we have that shift in semantics, here it's singular, and there it's ketana is plural. Shmamino, that confirms for us. Daf ketana, that's exact, that's precise. Shmamino, in fact, it's addressing both types of cases. Rabbi Elazar's case, and likewise Rabbi Eliezer's case. Here we have a right to Rabbi Eliezer's shita. And that explains why it wasn't on that list, because it wasn't Rabbi Eliezer himself, his own independent opinion. It was supported by Rabbi Yudim and Bava. So it didn't belong on that list. But ultimately, we did find an additional example, the case of the Chala, where even Shmuel himself paskens like Rabbi Eliezer. So apparently, the list with just four relates to Taharis, but of course, there are more on top of that. Continues the Gemara. Just like Shmuel presented that list of four with the halachas of Rabbi Eliezer, we find that there's another Amora as well. His name was Rabbi Elazar, actually. Rashi says Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, an Amora. V'cheinam Rabbi Elazar. That in four instances, the halacha is K'Rabbi Eliezer b'dalet. V'sulek, once again, the same question. Why is it limited only to four? But now, we have the case of Miun. We're Rabbi Elazar also voted for Rabbi Eliezer. But not Rabbi Eliezer. Malam does not touch the mind. But Yibom Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer and Pedas got up and said, Halacha, Rabbi Eliezer. So the list should be expanded to include this one too. Chitema, perhaps you can say, like we said before, Yibom Rabbi Eliezer, when does Rabbi Eliezer ben Pedas tell us that the Halacha is Rabbi Eliezer? In only Bedal, only four. That's regarding Beseda Taharis and Taharis matters. Aval Beshah Sidri Ketuba, but in other areas of Halacha, there are other examples. Can that be true? Mi'ika? Are there more examples? Are there more cases where Rabbi Elazar and Pedas cited with Rabbi Eliezer? No. But now, listen to this Mishnah Maseches Shviyas. So you have a listing of, Rashi calls them, Mine Besamim. Items of pleasant fragrances. Atanan Avera, the rose, Ba'kaifer, Alatoim, Ba'ktaf, that's tree sap. What is their status regarding Shemitah? Are they subject to the laws of Shemitah? A fruit that grows on Shemitah has to be eaten, it can't be destroyed, you have to eat it personally, you can't commercialize it. You can only eat it within the biur time frame, as long as it's still available for the animals out in the field. So what about these items? Now, a plain piece of wood, a branch of a tree doesn't have these halachas, but these are different. They have, they're like fruit, they're products of the actual tree, and they provide benefit, they provide use. So the question is, what about these b'samim regarding Shemitah? Yesh lan shvius, they are subject to the rules of Shemitah. Ulid main shvius, and the money received in exchange for them, also subject to the halachas of Shemitah. Yesh lan biur, ulid main biur, they have to be consumed. Them and their money have to be consumed within the beer time frame. V'amar Fadas. Rav Das came forward and explained, Man Tana Kitva Peri. So the fourth item on the list was Ketuf, this tree sap. Who considers Ketuf as a peri, like a pre, like produce, something produced by a tree, which is like food, which has a din of Shemitah? Who's that Shita? That is limited to one opinion, Rabbi Eliezer. That's his opinion. As we're going to see later, we have a Mishnah regarding the status of sap concerning the Arla. Rabbi Eliezer is the one who considers it like a fruit. Okay. V'amar Rabbi Eliezer. V'amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira turned to him and says, look, take notice. Chazi, look, deminach, based on what you just said, umi avuch, based on your father's statement, Rashi explains that Rabbi Pedas was the son of that Amira, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer and Pedas. So he was named the same name as his grandfather. So look, pay attention, because based on what you just told me, that the Ketuf is exclusively Rabbi Eliezer Shita, umi avuch, and based on what your father said, that only in four instances do we adopt Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, not the case of Ketuf, that's not on the list. In which case, the result would be kasharisa, you are permitting now kitfa, this sap lam, for everybody to use, meaning it's free of any Shemitah constraints. And he explains, because you just told me, at Amrit, you just declared man tana kitfa peir, who's the one who considers kitaf like a peira and subject to Shemitah rules? Rabbi Eliezer. Now, add that to what your father said. Your father declared halakha Rabbi Eliezer bedalt. Only in four cases do we pass on Rabbi Eliezer, and this is not amongst those cases. End of story. Asks the Gemara, what does that tell us about that four-item list? Apparently, it's precise. It's exact. There's nothing to add. V'im Isa, if you're going to tell me that those four were taharis, related, you know, matters, but of course, the list really should be expanded to cover other things. If that's true, lemule, then Rav Pedas should just respond to him and say, no worries. Ki amar ahava aloch Rabbi Eliezer bedalet, my father spoke about Rabbi Eliezer in four, but said that taharis, that was regarding taharis, al-bishar shirji ika, but of course, we follow his opinion in other matters. Oh, so that confirms that in fact the list is limited to four. Now, how are you going to explain the fact that Rabbi Eliezer and Pedas told us that we follow Rabbi Eliezer's Shita even in the fifth case of the Miun? The answer is, like we said before, because it wasn't his independent opinion, it was supported by others. Rabbi Eliezer, a different Tana, supported him in that. It's not Rabbi Eliezer. Ask the Gemara, are they talking about the same case at all? Is he going with same halacha, but tzrichim atzrichim lo, adam nadati. The Gemara in Yevamah is already differentiated between the two cases and explained why both are needed and they're not similar. Elshon dekoy Rabbi Dim Abava Kavah say, rather we have Rabbi Dim Abava who testified regarding five matters, one of which is that we encourage the Ketana to walk off. So that's a possible lesson. And that's why, in that case, he adopted that viewpoint, but only in four instances do we pass in alongside Rabbi Eliezer's viewpoint when it's just him himself. Really, Basulaka, there's no other example of such. Vatnan, listen to this. Rabbi Akiva, Oimra. So when do we say the Atochen Antano, the Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos in the Shemoneh Esrei? Which part of Shemoneh Esrei? Rabbi Akiva, Oimra, Bracha Ravis Bifnei Atzma. It gets its own independent Bracha number four. Rabbi Eliezer, Oimra. Okay, once again, Rabbi Eliezer speaking. Oimra Baidah. You insert it into Haidah into Moid. Which way does halacha go? Vama Rabbi Lazar. It's Rabbi Lazar and Pedas again speaking. Halacha. Once again, we have halacha Rabbi Eliezer. So this is number five. Amar Abba. Ha'ud Amar Mishum Rabbi Chanin Gamliel. He wasn't necessarily adopting Rabbi Eliezer per se. This viewpoint was shared by Rabbi Chanin Gamliel, and that's why he adopted it. The sign of Rekiva Aimer Bracha Rishni Atzmo. Good Rekiva. It's Bracha number four. Rabbi Chanin Gamliel Aimer. Aimer Baida. It's inserted into the Moedim. So Rabbi Abba answers, "Hahu da'amah b'shem Rechon Gamliel." It wasn't Rabbi Lezer's own opinion. Rabbi Lezer was quoted Rechon Gamliel. And that's where Rabbi Elazar Pedas took up the position as halach. We don't talk about this. How could you say that Rabbi Yezer, who lived earlier than Rechanim Amliel, was adopting Rechanim Amliel's opinion, who came later than him? Well, Koshish Minetua, Rabbi Eliezer, was much older than Rabbi Amliel. How could you suggest that he was adopting the younger Talmud Chacham's opinion? Eloshim Dekor Rabbi Chanim Amliel B'shita say. Rather, we'll say like this. Not that Rabbi Eliezer, personally, was merely adopting somebody else. The opposite. Rabbi Eliezer stated his opinion. The Atachan Antona goes into Hoyda. It so happens that he was supported by a Chacham of a later generation. The Koyer, when they all followed his opinion. And that's why Rabbi Lazar and Padas chose this position. It wasn't Rabbi Lazar himself, per se. It was supported by others. But in terms of passing Rabbi Lazar himself, that's limited to four examples. Ask the Gemara, is that true that Rabbi Chanan Gamliel adopted Rabbi Eliezer's position in this matter, that Atochan Antonim is recited in the Moedim part of Shemoneh Esrei Mikoy, Batanya? Listen to this brisa that describes the Tfilos of Yom Kippur. Ur Or Yom Kippurim, so the evening of Yom Kippur, meaning the Mariv, Mispal Sheva Mesvad, the Shemoneh Esrei consists of seven brachos, at the end of which he has the Vidui. You insert the Vidui confession. Same thing in the morning. Shachrus, Mispal Sheva Mesvada, Musaf, Mispal Sheva Mesvada, Mincha, Mispal Sheva Mesvada, Menilah, Mispal Sheva Mesvada, Ba'arvis. The Arvis of Matzah Yom Kippur. We give you a shortcut. Mispal Sheva, Management Esrei. So you daven a shortened version of Shemoneh Esrei, which turns out like seven brachas. It's late, he's hungry, Chachamim gave him a quick, short tefillah to daven. Rashi explains, so you start with the first, three standard brachas, and likewise you conclude the three brachas, and the 12 middle brachas you sort of condense into a shortened version of a tefillah, into one bracha. That's the Tanakam. Rabbi Chanan Gamliel Omer, Rishma Boisav Omer, quotes his fathers, his ancestors, who say, no, you can't condense anything. You know why? Mispal Shemoneh Esrei, you have to do a full Shemoneh Esrei. Nishat Zorach Leim Habdala, Chayin Hadas. You have to say Habdala, the Atachan Antano, which belongs in Chayin Hadas. And the only way it's going to work is if you have a long version, a regular version of Shemoneh Esrei. Clearly, he's of the opinion that Atachan Antano doesn't belong in Moedim, like Rabbi Lezer, it belongs in Chayin Hadas. So how do you say that he's in line to Rabbi Lezer? He's quoting his father, he's quoting his grandma, he's quoting his Avoisov. They hold that Avdol is Nochayin Hadas, but himself held like Rabbi Eliezer, that it's in Haida. Okay. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiel Abzeir. So Rabbi Yirmiel turned to Abzeir, who had confronted Rabbi Das, who said that who considers sap like Pera, only Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Yirmiel turns to him and says, and you're not going to agree with that? You're not going to agree that that concept is subject to dispute, and it's only Rabbi Eliezer who considers it like produce? Only Rabbi Yirmiel of Zera, of Adlai Tisbra, you don't agree that the man Tano Kitva Pera, the one who considers Ktaf like Pera, is only Rabbi Eliezer? Who? That's now we have a mission which supports that approach. This is regarding Erla. He used to use sap, this acidic material, to produce cheese. It was a curdling agent, which they would insert into milk and turn into cheese. You know, you're not meant to have any benefit from Erla materials. The fruit, and perhaps even the sap, which according to Rabbi Lezer is considered like the fruit, a tanan. Rabbi Lezer, Imam Mahmed, a person, produces cheese, he hardens his milk, bestraf orla, using orla sap, asur! Cheese is asur because he's having hana from orla material, orla fruit, orla produce. So clearly, it's only Rabbi Lezer who considers sap, just like food. Says the Gemara, "Fil tem Rabbanon." No, even Rabbanon would, in theory, agree that sap can have the status like food. And regarding, you know, Shemitah, it would be subject to Halacha of Shemitah. The two types of sap. They're only arguing regarding the sap coming out of the branch, out of the bark. That's like wood. It's not considered oil product. But if it's sap coming out of unripe fruit, even they would agree. It's not. Rabbi Shua tells us, Shamati, I heard, I learned. Befeirus clearly, Shamati, Safar Ilan. Olin, person. Curdles using the sap of the leaves, shafi current of the roots, mutar. According to Rabbanan, that's okay. Shafa pagan also, but the sap coming out of unripe figs is also an issue pre, because it's like a pre. People say another way to answer this question is, keep pleading Rabbanan later, blessed be Lord. I said peiris. Sure, the Mishnah where the Rabbanan allow the israf of the arla, that's only. If it's sap coming off the tree, which produces real fruit, so we disregard the sap because it's like it's wood. But if it's a tree which doesn't produce fruit, even they would agree. In this case, the sap is like the fruit. That's what the tree produces. And that has erla status, and that has shriya status. Moide, they would agree the kitfoi. So, period. It's sap, it's like it's fruit. It's none. And this point will be supported by the next mission of Shimon Omer. And like Tavshvius. Rav Shimon says shvius wouldn't apply to sap. Chacham say it would, because its sap is like its fruit. Who are these chachamim? Man chacham. Who is the chacham? Lav Rabban, the plague of Rabbi Eliezer. We'll assume it's the chacham who disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer regarding other trees, standard, you know, fruit bearing trees. There they would disagree. But if it's a non fruit bearing tree, even they would agree. It's sap, it's like it's fruit. Amalei Usaba. So this elder Chacham turns to him and says, no, Achikam Rabbi Yechanan, not necessarily. Man Chacham Rabbi Eliezer. Dama Kitvezeo period. Perhaps the Chachamim alluded to in this most recent quote is really Rabbi Eliezer, who in general considers sap like fruit. Chacham would never consider, he's the one. He Rabbi Eliezer, well, one second, it's Rabbi Eliezer. Why limit your discussion to a non-fruit bearing tree? My area, why refer to an Ilan Shein Hoseh Peri? And that's why its sap is like its fruit. I feel Ilan Hoseh Peri. Rabbi Eliezer holds even on a fruit bearing tree. Ilan Hoseh Peri, Kitu Hoseh Peri, the sap is like its fruit. The answer is you're right. He was just relating to his opponent, Levrenda, Rabban Kamar, he was relating to the Chachamim, to Rabbi Shimon. He says, look, my opinion is, sap and fruit is the same thing. The day, point to me, I feel even how he said, even a fruit bearing tree. Nami, there are two kitvazeo peri. I consider its sap like its fruit. Regarding erla, regarding shmita, etc. But according to your opinion, at least agree to me, in a non fruit scenario, at least there agree that the sap is considered, that's all it's producing. At least agree to me, then in that case, the kitvai consider it zeo peri. For Rabban, I'm really tell him, no, Lishna doesn't matter. Sap is sap, it's not fruit, it's not pear, it's not subject to anything, not to Orla, not to Shmita. Okay, so in summation, we have many instances where Rabbi Eliezer is mentioned throughout Shas. Do we paskin like him? Shmuel tells us only in four. And although we found a fifth, four was specific to Taharis. But of course, there's a fifth, which is the case of the Chala, and although we found another one with the case of the Mian, but that was supported by others, so doesn't belong on our list. Likewise, we have Rabbi Lazar Pedas issuing a similar statement. It's four times where we pass on Eliezer, and although we had another item, the case of the Mian, but that was again supported by Rabbi Dembaba, therefore it doesn't really belong on the list. What about the case of where to recite the Abdullah? Again, that was supported by Rechonim Gamliel. So it wasn't Rabbi Eliezer's, you know, independent opinion, and again, it doesn't belong on the list. Interesting discussion we had regarding the status of sap, of ketaf. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it certainly qualifies regarding Hilchos Shmita, regarding Hilchos Erla, according to Chachamim. Well, It seems like it does not have the status of Peri, but we did have a suggestion that perhaps by an Ilan She'en Oise Peris, the Iktaf would be considered have similar status to Peri. So again, back to the halacha of Anida, discovers Dam, we say, look, it may have arrived earlier, unnoticed. Chacham may apply a Tumah Misafik on the previous 24 hours, a Meis Leis. But there are some exceptions, some women which are exempt from the Meis Leis halacha, one of which is a Pesula. Now, Pesula in this context is referring to a woman who never experienced a period. Tanu Rabbanan. Nuseis v'ra'as adam, machbis nesuin. Suppose this young woman married, and she experienced dam on account of the marriage, which is the dam of the hymen of the psula. Or yolda, she even gave birth, and that's why she saw dam v'ra'as adam, machmas leidam, on account of the birth. She can still be considered psula's dam, adayin nikar la psula, we still call her psula, because the definition in our context is very different than the general usage of that word. We spoke about in the Mishnah, psula's damim, vlay psula, psulim, talking about the first in terms of experiencing a period, not in terms of the psulim membrane, which is typically referred to. Aini, is that so? Vamrav Kahana, Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Gimel psula sein. There are three variations of the term psula. Psulas Adam, Psulas Karka, Psulas Shikma. And he explained, Psulas Adam means Kol Mashalei Nivala. Psulas Adam means she hadn't yet interacted with a man. Nafkemina. What's the ramification of that? Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol is obligated to marry only a Psula. Inami. Another application would be the Ksubasa Masayim. She's a Psula, then her Ksuba amounts to 200 Suz, as opposed to an Abasula, which is less. The next type of basula, psula is karka. What does that mean? Kol mashalei nevda. Before it was plowed, virgin earth, nafkamina. What's the point of that? L'nachal esam. That's where they behead the calf when they discover a victim on the road. You need a place which hasn't been cultivated. Inami. Another application would be l'mekach memkar. A fellow stipulated, I want to buy virgin land, a field which had never been used, so it's got to be a uncultivated, undisturbed earth. What's the third type of psula? Psula shikma. That's a sycamore tree which was never cut down. Kol mashalei nitzitz, so before it was cut for the first time, it's called a psula shikma, gemina. That would apply to l'mekach memkar, to transaction. A person states that he wants to, he's buying a uncut shikma. It's got to be as such. Right? So psula shikma refers to uncut, undisturbed tree. Inami, another application will be the Mekhtisa B'Shvi'is regarding whether you're allowed to cut down those thick, beam-like branches of the Shikma on Shemitah, because it's not, as we learned, ain't cut some soul Shikma B'Shvi'is. If it's Shemitah, you cannot cut it down because it's improving, it's going to instigate its growth, make sure you avoid it, it's like working, it's like cultivating it. Okay, so we have three types of Psula. Psula's Adam, Psula's Karka, Psula's Shikma. Why not a fourth? Psula's Damim. Means if there's another example of psula, another application to that term, listen now me, huh? It should have added this to the list. Psula stam. Amar rachmar yitzlak iktani. We did the less shem levai. True, of course, there's another type of psula, psula stam. But the listing only had types which have no added accompanying descriptive terms to it. Aval midid is l'shem levai l'ktani, as opposed to psula stamim, which needs that extra added word to it. You have to say psula stamim, so it doesn't belong on that list. Rashi explains over here it has to be psula stamim, because otherwise plain psula means a regular standard psula. And likewise, you say karka basula or shikma basula, you don't have to add any more. But over here, you have to add more. You have to say psulas damim. So that's why it's not on that list. Rav Sheshet, Rav Yehuda Amar, we're going to find different, factors of differentiation between psulas damim and the ones on the list. He says like this: I'll tell you why Psalos Damim doesn't belong on that listing. The only ones that are listed are Midat Tali B'Mas. Situations where it would only lose its status through an act, through a mas. You cut down the tree, you cultivate the farm. Immediately, tell her a mas, like Tony, as opposed to psalos dam, which does not depend on a mas, or a person happens naturally. She sees dam, it comes. So it's a different category. Rav Chanina b'Rav Aviko Amar, I'll tell you why. Kiktani, immediately, hodl b'riyasai. That list only covers items which cannot revert to their earlier status. Right? Because once it's cut down, it's no longer going to be a psula shikma, etc. Mididi hadal briyasa, as opposed to a woman who eventually will return to that state and be down free when she becomes a zakena, an older woman. So that's why it's in a different category. Like Tani, it doesn't belong on the list. Ravina Amar, I'll tell you why. Kik Tani, midi the kapil, zvina. We only have items where the recipient, the customer, would be particular about it. He wants an undisturbed, uncultivated, fresh farm. He wants an untouched tree, etc. Maybe they like kapitalized vina, but psulas damim, it's not something that anybody, you know, cares about. Like Tani, so it's not, doesn't match the rest. Like top kapti, really? There's no particularity regarding an isha producing dam. But Tani, we have a brisa, it's actually an advantage for her. Rabbi Chiya, I'm sure. He says like this, Kashem Shasori Afali, it's just like sourdough, the leavening agent, benefits the dough. Kach Damim Yafan Isha, likewise. Blood is beneficial to a woman. Etanim Shar Meir. Kolisha Shadomea Mrubin, but Mrubin, a woman who has lots of dam, it's a sign of health. She'll produce more offspring. So certainly, it is a factor to consider. Ella, you're right, Kiktani Midi, the covers of Lizvina. We only mention things that would trigger more demand, like, you know, fresh tree, fresh piece of property, a woman who's a psula never married, fresh, pristine. But regarding dam, me did like kafet aleis vina like tani. It's just the opposite. The more the better. The more dam, it's an indication of health. So it's exactly the opposite of the other examples that are cited on that list. And that's why we limit the list to three types of psula: psulas adam, who's pristine, psulas karka, pristine, psulas shikma, undisturbed, uncut. That's something which makes these items attractive, as opposed to lacking dam. That's not an advantage. Tan Rabban, Ezoi Psulas Karka. How do you define Psulas Karka? Kol Shemala Rishoshin. It's covered with these little pebbles, with little, you know, clumps of dirt, of soil, of mud. Ve'en Afra Techoyach doesn't have that soft soil because it was never undisturbed. It's virgin soil. Let's say they dig down, they find this little piece of pottery inside, then you know it's been disturbed. You do a Shnevda, then you know it's been cultivated. Sunma. Let's say you see just plain, you know, rock. Here's a psulas karka. Again, that proves that it's been undisturbed, and it certainly qualifies as psulas karka. And if it was sold as such, then he kept his deal, and the transaction is valid. Muberes mishivada ubra. So Mishnah spoke about a muberes as well. She's expectant, and her ubar is noticeable. In that case, she's considered mishulekas damim. Blood-free, in which case, if she happens to see dam, it's an unusual occurrence, and the concern only applies from that moment onward. The kama karas uber was considered the uber being noticeable. How far into the pregnancy? Sumchus amishar meir, 3 months. Shloisha chadasha. Bava b'shein ray ledover. So even though we don't have a solid proof for this 3 month rule, zeichad we have a hint. Shanem b'vahikim shloisha chadasha. V'gaimer. Right, the story Yehuda and Tamar, so it's been 3 months and began to be noticed. Says the Gemara, Zeichel Adavar, why is it only a hint? Why is it only an illusion? A kruksiv, we have a pasuk, right? Gdoy, we have a solid proof that 3 months makes it noticeable. Shadi could deal the test, you could deal the shiva. The answer is like this. True. When it's a 9 month full term pregnancy, a third of the way in would be considered 3 months. But sometimes it's a shorter pregnancy, it's only a 7 month pregnancy, in which case a third into that shorter period would be less than 3 months. So perhaps she has a status of Mesulekas Dam already two and a bit. The answer is no. Rashi says, Tazlina Basarev Nasha. We go with the majority rule. Most likely it's a full term, in which case she only has a special status when she hits 3 months. So we have an indication in the Pasuk, but isn't really a solid proof, if not for the mission telling us that this 3 month rule is an absolute time frame in all situations. Okay, let's do a brief chazor of today's daf. We spoke about lists today. We have a list of 4 examples. We pass on Kribul Yezer. And even though we find more, those are out of Seder Taharis. We find Mion, we find Chala, we find the question of where to place the Atochen Anton. We discussed the status of Ketaf, whether it has the status of Peri regarding Orla, regarding Shemitah. We had another list of Pesula, Pesulas Adam, Pesulas Karaka, Pesulas Shikon. We explained why Pesulas Damim was not included on that list. So Psulas Damim does not have the Dinam Eislais, and likewise, Moberes, at what point? Mishiva da Ubra, which is 3 months into the term. All the best to you, and Atzlachara.